Now, after they're washed and hung up, what does she use to bring the clothes in from the line?
Well, usually, she puts them in the dryer.
Ah,
we have a gas dryer.
Uh-huh. Now, what does she use to carry clothes from one part of the house to another?
Well, she just puts them in her arms and carries
She doesn't have a basket?
No.
When you go to the store, or when your wife goes to the store to get some groceries, the grocer puts the merchandise in what? So you can
carry them home. It's usually in the paper sack, bag, or a box, pasteboard box.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to the mill to get some feed, how do you bring that feed back? What do you bring it back in?
Toll sacks. You used to call them toll sacks there and bags.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, I'd never thought about the sack is usually a paper, and the bag is a container that'll hold 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Made of cloth?
Made of toll.
Uh-huh. Is that like burlap?
Yeah, that's burlap. Mm-hmm.
Now, say you want to get, I don't know, 100 pounds or 200 pounds of flour. Bring it back in this wooden container shaped like that.
Barrel.
Yeah. And what do you call these metal pieces that go around the barrel?
Stay. That's the hooks.
Uh-huh. Now, say 30, 40 years ago, when you want to take a load of corn or wood to town or to the mill, did you have a special term for a load of corn or wood? I have to take a, what, to town? I have to take a...
Well, they called it a turn.
Yeah, good. That's what I'm talking about. Now, what do you have, what do you say for a partial load? Not a full load, but a partial load.
Well, I've never just used to call a turn whatever they had.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term jag?
No.
What do you get your nails in nowadays?
Well, they come in pasteboard cartons.
Mm-hmm. We used to get them in the old days.
In the wooden kegs.
Uh-huh. How large were the kegs?
100 pounds. Now you can get them in 50-pound cartons.
Okay. Now, what do you call this thing that you put on tops of bottles to keep liquid from coming out?
Stopper.
Uh-huh. And ever call that anything else?
No, that's what we call it, bottle stopper.
Uh-huh. You've heard of cork, haven't you? Cork.
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Would you say that's the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
There can be stoppers made out of rubber, say, you know, or some other kind.
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe the farm nowadays, your farm now?
You mean an operation here?
Yeah, well, first of all, the buildings, say.
Well,
the outbuildings, not
we
the
have the... first, we... have a garage, and contained in that is a granary, and then we have a corn crib, and another corn crib farther back, and a barn.
What's in the barn? What do you use that for?
We use that for hay and cattle.
Uh-huh. You keep but horses? Too?
No horses. Mm-hmm. Then across the road we have three more barns, which we put hay and corn and